The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of September, 2018. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. So how many of you yesterday across Europe were sitting there trying to talk to Alexa, trying to have a meaningful conversation, and she just didn't give a crap? Well, we got news for you today. She wasn't ignoring you. She just wasn't working. Yes, it seems in places such as Germany, Spain, and yes, parts of the UK, could not get any response from Alexa for quite some time. Apparently, the issue started around 8 a.m., and things slowly started coming back online about 2 p.m. Apparently, there were some problems with the Amazon Web Services, which in turn affected Alexa. Now, funny enough, most people were upset, again, took to Twitter saying, "Hey, you know, what's going on, Amazon? Maybe you should give us an update." And when Alexa did come back on, they were still furious about that, saying that she should have announced herself that she was back. Whew, this ain't pleasing nobody, is there? Well, in any case, she's back today, so you can rest easy while we wait for an official statement from Amazon about exactly what happened. Artificial intelligence. Pretty cool and might be the demise of us all. Who knows? Nonetheless, though, Alphabet, yes, Google, let's just say Google, what's the point? And their DeepMind division is getting ready to partner with Unity. And those of you out there going to say, okay, Unity, great. Who the hell's that? Well, that's one of the largest and popular video game development platforms. Yes, they are going to combine their intelligence, and collaboration apparently will focus on virtual environments. So apparently DeepMind and others can use it to test visual experimental algorithms. Other than that, we don't know anymore. Apparently, Alphabet / Google and Unity are kind of keeping this partnership a little bit on the hush-hush down low. So we're just going to have to wait and see exactly what comes out of the partnership. I'm sure somebody will announce something, or they'll announce something when something went completely wrong. And the end of humanity is near. Hey, from AI we go to VR and Oculus's new VR. That's not out yet, but it's coming. And I'm talking about the Oculus Quest. Apparently, this will be a standalone virtual reality headset, and according to Marky Mark and the Funkybergs, will be coming out in the spring of 2019. Yeah, so we're still a ways off. Now, Mr. Zuckerberg actually went on to say the key attributes of the ideal VR system will be with the Oculus Quest. It has a wireless design, it will have virtual hand controllers, and they'll be bringing all of this together in one product, basically calling it their new foundation of VR. So how much will the new foundation cost? Well, according to Marky Mark, $399. Haha, don't forget though, this is coming from Facebook, so I'm sure there'll be ad revenue involved somewhere. Staying with news from Oculus, something people have been wondering, why the heck is this not on here? That being YouTube. Well, now it is. Yes, the Oculus Go, that's the mobile VR headset that's out right now, it's finally going to bring YouTube to your eyeballs. And although that was announced yesterday and they said, yes, it's coming and everybody's in love, they didn't say when. Now, for Oculus Go, this is pretty much a must-have that will allow people to easily stream their VR experiences to friends and mobile devices or TVs, and in that case, also probably on YouTube. There's also the new Oculus Venues app. This apparently will give you more of an experience at a live sporting event or, say, improv comedy. The sporting event, yeah, that might be cool. The comedy, only if it's good comedy. And finally, this one goes out to all of our wonderful Canadian listeners today. Do you remember way, way back in 2016? October, in fact, of 2016. Remember Amazon unveiled that premium music streaming service? And then it slowly rolled out to all the European markets. Meanwhile, the people in Canada are going, hey, why the folks down south got it and we ain't got it yet? Now, granted, yes, you did have the Prime Music Canada, but that sucks. Primarily because it was a limited selection of number of tunes available for Prime subscribers. But with Music Unlimited, you get the whole kit and caboodle. Now, believe it or not, you're going to get a 90-day free trial. And with your Prime membership, you just have to pay $7.99 Canadian dollars, or you can do the $79 Canadian dollars a year. Now, if you're not a Prime member, well, you can just hop on that $9.99 Canadian dollars every month, or you can always go the really cheap route and just stream it on one device. Say you got one Echo, that's all you need, well, you'll just pay $3.99 per month. So there you go, Canada. What do you say? Beauty, eh? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's where you find our podcasts, our blog, reviews, everything is over there. That's BTN. Go check it out for yourself. And speaking of podcasts, you can also find all of our wonderful shows in iTunes. You can get subscribed to them over there as well. And hey, if I can really ask you, if you're loving the new show and you love what we do, consider giving us a little review over there at iTunes. Greatly helps our rankings over there and helps bring the new show to even more people. Hey, while you're dibbling and dabbling on the interwebs, check us out on Facebook and Instagram as well, the British Tech Network at British Tech Network. Also on Twitter at British Tech. And of course, our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it, so come join us if you haven't already. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday, and thank you very much for listening.